Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I take no joy in having to make these decisions. And I know that these judgments will affect our fellow New Jerseyans, and they will hurt.
Governor Chris Christie yesterday addressing a joint session of the New Jersey legislature and addressing the state's fiscal crisis head on after laying very low during his first few weeks in office. He is making, by executive order, not a proposal to the legislature, immediate cuts to NJ Transit that he acknowledges could mean fare hikes and service cuts, and he is ordering significant cuts to localities and school districts. In 2 minutes, we will get reaction to the proposal from New Jersey State Senate President Sweeney, and we're opening up the phones for New Jersey listeners, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. But I want to play for you a two-minute excerpt of Governor Christie laying out the rationale for his cuts to schools. As you know, we try to go beyond the usual sound bites here when appropriate to give you more context. So here is 2 minutes of the governor talking about cuts to schools.
Now, the biggest category of reductions will likely be the most controversial. School aid is a large portion of New Jersey's budget, especially of the amount which has not yet been spent in fiscal year 2010. So we cannot put our budget in balance without putting some school aid in reserve. And we are not alone. Other states have been required to do the same. The previous administration severely underestimated our budget gap, and it proposed to reserve some $230 million in school aid. Yet it never offered a legislative solution to achieve this number, never took executive action to do it, and once again left important business unfinished. I am implementing a solution which ensures that every school district has the resources to provide a thorough and efficient education to its students. Our solution does not take one penny from an approved school instructional budget. It does not take one dime out of the classroom. Not one textbook will be left unbought. Not one teacher will be laid off. Not one child's education will be compromised for 1 minute. And not $1 of new property taxes will be needed. Now, the union protectors of the status quo will claim otherwise. And once again, they will be proven to be both self-interested and wrong. Many school districts in New Jersey have surpluses that were not a part of their fiscal year 2010 budget. This is because they were either not anticipated, so-called excess surpluses, or placed in a reserve account, so-called reserve surpluses. I am reducing school aid in a way that ensures no district will have aid withheld in an amount that is greater than its surpluses.
Governor Christie addressing a joint session of the New Jersey legislature. We will hear him talk about NJ Transit coming up in another clip as well. And I am pleased to have back with us the president of the New Jersey Senate, Democrat Steve Sweeney, whose district is in parts of Salem, Cumberland, and Gloucester County. Senator Sweeney, thanks a lot for coming on today. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thanks for having me.
And again, New Jersey listeners, we want your reactions to that. What do you think about Governor Christie's cuts by executive order? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Call us up. Is this the buzz in your community? Can we go right to the content, Senator, of that excerpt about education? The governor promises that no cuts to any instructional budgets will be required by this during this school year. Do you accept that?
No, and unfortunately, you know, first I want to let you know, John, I got a great relationship with the governor, and I agree with him on many things. We have a $500 million surplus that we need to deal, you know, for a rainy day. We're not touching that. We're going to the local school district surplus that, you know, a surplus is in place for one reason, for unforeseen things that can happen. So saying that, don't blame me if something happens, when you take the money that was raised locally out of the pockets of the schools is problematic. We're not saying you shouldn't touch things or do things. In fact, I agree that, you know, we need to do a lot of things. The governor didn't have to do it by executive order. He has the power to freeze spending, him and the treasurer. There's a lot of, you know, and recapture a lot of this money. So, you know, an executive order wasn't necessary to start with. But the bigger problem, honestly, is why aren't we dealing, or why aren't we touching our rainy day fund first? You know, we're saying we have to make some very difficult decisions. And, you know, and everyone's going to have to suffer and deal with it.
You mean the state should be spending its rainy day fund rather than asking the schools to spend theirs?
I think we should. We need to spend some of ours first, John. It's easy to go after someone else's money. We need to do ours first. You know, in 2003, we actually spent down a $500 million surplus. I'm not saying exhausted. By no means am I saying that. What I'm saying is, you know, everyone has to be in this. So, you know, if I'm going after your surplus and say, don't blame me if anything happens locally, because it doesn't have to. Well, we have a $500 million surplus. We need to spend some of that. This is a rainy day, and it's raining, and we have $500 million. We can put some of that $500 million into the game.
I guess, and my guest is Steve Sweeney on WNYC. I'm Brian Lehrer. And our phones are open for New Jersey listeners, 212-433-9692. A lot of New Jerseyans might hear you say we have a $500 million surplus and think, wait a minute, all I hear is about the deficit that New Jersey is running, including the $11 billion deficit that's projected for the fiscal year that starts in July. So talking about a surplus maybe isn't going to sound right to a lot of people. Can you explain that a little more?
Well, in this year's next year's budget is being projected as a very large deficit. But in this year's budget, you know, there is a surplus, even though we have a deficit. I know it sounds confusing, but we have $500 million, our rainy day fund, that can be utilized to offset some of these costs and some of the cuts. And we need to look at that. Again, no one's saying that no one should be exempt. We need to work together with this governor to, you know, get our fiscal house in order, and we're willing and ready do that. But, you know, you just can't not touch your surplus, you know, which is for a rainy day. There's $500 million. I think, you know, when you go to local school districts, what it's going to do, it's going to cause a tax increase. And to say that it won't is naive. The governor is somebody I have a great deal of respect for. Again, you're taking the surplus of these local districts. What happens when a boiler goes or the roof goes? You know, not that that happens in every school district, but it's going to happen. The money's not going to be there, which means you go back to the taxpayers. This is actually going to be a tax increase. You know, the governor campaigned on that he was going to reshape government. You know, we're going to cut the size of government. We're going to furlough. We're going to, you know, shrink government. That none of that is in here.
And he says no, at least with respect to school taxes, because of what he laid out in that clip. But obviously you disagree. Let's take a phone call. Dee in Randolph. You're on WNYC. Hello, Dee. Thank you for calling.
Hi. Thank you for taking my phone call.
Go ahead.
I just have a couple of comments. I didn't necessarily vote for Christie, but I do think that at some point spending has to be reined in. And I think that this is an important first step. I was reading in the newspaper about some of the surpluses in the local school districts, and I think Randolph is actually about even, which is not a big surplus. Anywhere from, you know, $3.5 million to $7 million to even to a few hundred thousand. And I think that basically I think we've just been living beyond our means in this state and in the country in general. And I think at some point, cuts have to be made, and it's painful, and I have kids in school, but cuts have to be made.
Senator Sweeney?
Well, I agree. You're not hearing a disagreement from us that we have to change the way we do government in New Jersey. The governor and I agree wholeheartedly. We have too much government. There's too many layers. There's too much of it, and we need to shrink it, and we need to cut it, and I'm 100% on board with him. Our issue with this school funding was strictly, look, I have $500 million in the bank. Before I go after your money, I got to put some of mine in the game, and that's what we were talking about. We absolutely have to deal with the crisis that exists in New Jersey. We are overtaxed. We overspend, and we need to get this place in order. And you know, it's not a Republican or Democrat issue. You know, you could point at whoever they want to point a finger at. It's taking place and has existed for years in New Jersey. And I think the governor's own message that we have to shrink government and we have to start somewhere. But, you know, again, and no one's really saying that you shouldn't go after some of their surplus. But, you know, you have a surplus also. So why do you leave yours alone?
Dee, thank you for your call. Let's go to Valerie in Hoboken. Valerie, you're on WNYC. Hi there.
Hello. Hi. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So I just find all of this a little bit shocking because just from the clip that I heard from Governor Christie, it sounds like, you know, this is a great plan that's not going to affect any children or any teachers. And I have, you know, firsthand experience that it has. I mean, my son is supposed to go to a pre-K 4 program in the fall in Maplewood, South Orange, and they completely cut the entire program. So, you know, he's not going to have a school to go to that's right for him if we move. And we've already bought the house, you know, assuming this is going to work out. And, you know, it's just unfortunate because a lot of these kids are not going to get what they need, especially if they have, you know, special needs. My son has sensory processing issues, and, you know, he could really benefit from a program that is public, that includes occupational therapy, that, you know, works with the children in the school setting instead of a clinical setting. And, you know, unfortunately, that's just not going to be possible now.
And the governor would probably say to you something like, these were cuts that were made during the last administration because of the downturn. The cuts that he's proposing are being targeted district by district with whatever surplus they have in mind at the local level. And so there will be no more cuts in this school year. He would probably say that with the $11 billion hole in the fiscal year that starts July 1st, that there will be more pain and there will be more cuts at the local level as well as the state level. And at this moment, that's unavoidable. What would your reaction to that be, Valerie?
I can only say it's unfortunate that they have to choose education as one of their areas. It's just such a loss for these kids. There's such a small gap of time to actually, you know, do something for them. And, you know, their brains are still developing at this age. And to put that on hold is just, it's just wrong.
Valerie, thank you for your call. And Senator Sweeney, my guest is the president of the New Jersey Senate, Democrat Steve Sweeney. Senator Sweeney, is there a way to get around cutting education, let's say in the bigger view that takes the next budget year into account with the $11 billion? Education is just too big a piece of the state budget to avoid cutting it, isn't it?
Sure, you know, exactly. But, you know, some of the things that we need to do is start to push and make school districts work together on purchasing of history books and, you know, to get the best price on things. There's so many things that can be done to reduce the cost without cutting programs that actually have to be placed on the table. Again, you know, we talked a few years ago, I talked about consolidation of school districts and pretty much, you know, had a public lynching for it because people, you know, agree to consolidate and regionalize until it comes to their local districts. But there's a lot of money that can be saved, real money that can be saved with consolidation and regionalization. And it doesn't necessarily have to be so dramatic that you start with, you know, consolidating schools. Get a county to agree to buy all the fourth grade history books are the same. And there's a lot of ways we can save money here to reduce the cost. It's just the, you know, we reward districts by funding them, even if they're not willing to find ways to run their operations more cost effectively.
Go ahead. Sorry.
So I think the governor and I are, you know, very much in the same place on a lot of those things. Is, look, we pay too much in taxes, and anyone that thinks that we're running government efficiently and cost effectively is living in a fairy tale land.
Which brings me to the clip of the governor on his NJ Transit cuts. Listen.
New Jersey Transit will have to approve the efficiency of its operations, revisit its rich union contracts, end the patronage hiring that has typified its past, and may also have to consider service reductions or fare increases.
Senator Sweeney, your reaction to that?
Well, you know, there's a lot of things that we have to look at. I mean, you know, if the governor's saying they're not running efficiently, then, you know, he has to show how they can run or put his people in place to run the agency more efficiently. I know he's put a very qualified individual into that position. So we got to get the efficiencies first, and then there really is a decision that it, you know, if the gas goes up, if we need new buses, there's a cost. You know, everything has a cost. There's no free rides. And I think that's the thing that the people in our state have to realize, that there are some very difficult decisions. I'd like to see how much efficiency he can get out of NJ Transit. I thought they ran pretty well, but, you know, I'm not there every day, so we'll give his administration an opportunity to demonstrate that they squeezed every penny. See, I really do believe that before you turn to the people that are going to pay the fares, that you got to make sure that you're spending every penny wisely.
But you're saying you are open to the idea of spending cuts, fare hikes, service cuts as probably necessary at this moment. You're kind of trusting them on that?
Well, what I'm saying is, you know, let's see the efficiencies first, and then we're going to have to make some very difficult decisions, whether it's reduction in service or are there routes that aren't efficient or where they're not, you know, where they're not covering their own costs. So with that all has to be looked at. I mean, I'm not saying that we shouldn't look at all that. It needs to be looked at.
Let's get one more call in. Kevin in Jersey City. And listeners, you can continue to post to our webpage on this, where other New Jerseyans are posting, and you can keep this conversation going. But Kevin in New Jersey, you're on the air. Hi.
Good morning, Brian. Thanks for taking me.
Sure.
I don't want the governor to get away with his rhetoric. I think it's really telling that he said that the school systems won't be required to cut teachers. That's very nice, but I think what most of the public is going to hear in that statement is that they're not going to cut teachers. But what choice do the school systems have? You cut budgets. We have so many school systems, Vineland, Bridgeton, Salem, who have, you know, nothing to run on, basically, and certainly not what the North Jersey school systems have. What choice are they going to have but to cut? So I really don't want the governor to get sort of a free pass on what this is going to mean. He really needs to take responsibility and accept responsibility for the action he's about to take.
Kevin, thank you. And again, Senator Sweeney, do you dispute the governor's rationale that he's making these cuts surgically rather than across the board, the same percentage to every district in the state? He's doing it so that the districts are left one by one with enough money to cover their expenses for the rest of the school year. And this is just about the rest of this school year. The larger, probably more difficult debate about July 1st going forward is yet to come. But are you predicting that teachers will have to be laid off somewhere in the state as a result of this?
I think there's no question that's going to happen. I think there's no question that, you know, school districts we haven't funded our funding formula for school districts in years. So, you know, they're always going to the local property taxpayer to fund their schools at a larger and larger portion. So do I think that teachers will get laid off or programs will be slashed?
Teachers laid off right now who won't finish the school year?
I think that, well, I'll put you this way. If something structurally happens to a school and they don't have any money, they're going to have a choice, and most likely it'll be to eliminate a position or two. And, you know, and everyone can say, well, you can eliminate a position or two, but, and I'm someone that is always hammered at the schools. There's too much administration. But my concern is that you're going to see classrooms impacted by this. You're taking $475 million out of school districts with a very short period of time left in the school year. To say that this isn't going to have an impact at all is wrong. When you're sitting on $500 million yourself, put $400 million in the game, like Governor McGreevy did in 2002, and you know, then it's a less of an impact on the local level. Surpluses are for rainy days. So when you take a surplus, you know, from a local district before you do your own, again, I just disagree very much with the governor's approach. Yeah. You know, you lead by example, and you know, the governor has made a very strong statement. So I would expect that he should lead by reducing our surplus first.
The New Jersey State Senate President, Democrat Steve Sweeney, thanks so much for coming on with us. Obviously, this process, this new era, this administration just getting underway. Look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and you can keep posting on that to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Coming up next, why most people who use Skype don't use the video feature. Do you really want to be seen when you talk on the phone? Stay with us.